This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said the country's women power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute. Addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bengaluru today, President Murmu called upon women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams. The president said that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life.
In today's world, mental health has become one of the most crucial issues facing people of all age groups. Women in particular are at the crossroads of multiple challenges. Sometimes the cultural norms of a society make it difficult for women to speak openly about their emotional well-being. Each of us need to understand that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life and contribute to the family, society and the world.
President Murmu stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love and unity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi after successfully concluding a substantive and productive visit to the US at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was the Prime Minister's first visit to the US after the inauguration of President Donald Trump for a second term. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The bilateral discussions at the White House began late last night and went on for nearly 4 hours. These comprised discussions in a restricted format and an extended discussion over dinner with larger delegations. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, energy security and people-to-people linkages, as well as regional and global issues of concern. The two leaders jointly launched the US-India Compact for the 21st century. This compact stands for catalyzing opportunities in military partnership, accelerated commerce and technology. In the area of trade and investment, the leaders launched Mission 500, aiming to more than double the total two-way trade to $500 billion by 2030. Our correspondent reports that during the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from 10th to 12th February. During the visit, he co-chaired the AI Action Summit along with French President Emmanuel Macron. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct board exams for Class 10 and 12 from tomorrow. The Class 10 exams will conclude on 18th March and the Class 12 exams will end on 4th April. Over 42 lakh students will appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Government-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, has registered a profit of 262 crore rupees in the third quarter of 2024-25. This achievement is a testament to the government's commitment to strengthening public sector enterprises and ensuring robust, affordable and accessible telecom services for all. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that for the first time in 17 years, BSNL has posted a profit on a quarterly basis. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India's democracy is the oldest democracy in the world. He mentioned that freedom of expression is important in a democracy. The Vice President is on a visit to Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Dhankar participated in a program organized at the National Judicial Academy in Bhopal. The Vice President also planted a sapling under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. The 38th National Games concluded today in Haldwani, Uttarakhand, with a grand closing ceremony that featured spectacular cultural performances, making the event truly memorable. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, the chief guest of the ceremony, congratulated the Uttarakhand government for successfully hosting the games and praised them as the Green Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.